At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
This is your Tech News Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Twitter is tightening its rules when it comes to political advertising. We'll check in with Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer. First, let's check some headlines. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from Google, challenging its loss to Oracle in a copyright case. The case dates back to 2010 when Oracle acquired Sun Microsystems, and with it, a Java platform that Google used to build its Android operating system. Now, while Google claims fair use, Oracle argues the code was subject to copyright. An appeals court has sided with Oracle, but the final decision from the Supreme Court could produce a multi-billion dollar verdict and impact the rest of the software industry. New Jersey has hit Uber with its own version of surge pricing in the form of an almost $650 million bill in unpaid unemployment taxes and fines. The New Jersey Department of Labor argues the rideshare company has evaded employment taxes by misclassifying drivers as independent contractors. This comes as Uber and other ride-hailing companies like Lyft are battling bids to extend employment protections to gig workers in states across the country. And how do you win an election? UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is betting the answer is free broadband. In next month's elections, Corbyn's party platform includes nationalizing part of the country's telecom network and giving all citizens free broadband. The Labour Party is hoping it's enough to give them an edge against Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party by appealing to traditional Labour voters who might be tempted by Johnson's plan to pull the country out of the European Union.
At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
Twitter has taken its recently adopted policy of not accepting political and issue advertising a step further. It is limiting the way that groups promoting any type of cause target users. And Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer joins us to explain. So, Emily, Twitter is putting limits on geo-targeting. What exactly is that?
Advertisers geo-target and basically try to reach people by where they are. What Twitter just announced today, Friday, is that they will no longer allow geo-targeting for certain cause-based ads, whether that could be education, social issues, environmental, specifically so that they cannot get to the zip code level. This is a really big deal because a lot of political-related advertising, especially issues-based, so this is the causes that typically advocacy groups and trade organizations do, will often target by the zip code to reach a particular type of person.
Is this an effort by Twitter to continue to try to play by a set of rules to avoid dishonest type of advertising?
Twitter's setting its own rules, and that's happening right now with Facebook and other technology platforms because there are not universal, consistent federal rules on political and issues-based digital ads. This is an uncharted territory and unfortunately has been for years, and different groups, both Republicans and Democrats, cannot agree on the best way for there to be disclosures, disclaimers, and other rules around digital political ads.
And at the federal level, the Federal Election Commission, there are vacancies and there's quite a bit of turmoil in terms of agreement among people working there.
The Federal Election Commission, which is the main governing body for political advertising, so that's candidates and campaigns, in this case, not causes, is literally at a standstill. They do not have a quorum to operate after one of their commissioners resigned more than 2 months ago. So that's huge, especially as we gear up for the 2020 election. They are the body that oversees presidential campaign advertising, congressional, Senate, gubernatorial. So it's important to distinguish those two. The federal election oversees all of the political related content. And then there are literally no uniform rules for issue or cause-based ads that might come from advocacy groups or trade organizations.
And with no uniformity regarding political advertising at the federal level, there isn't uniformity among tech platforms.
Exactly. So that's where companies like Facebook, Twitter, and possibly even Google are really drawing their own lines on the fly. Facebook has staunchly defended its decision to allow to not fact check political ads and allow pretty much anything to run. Twitter, just in October, CEO Jack Dorsey said that they would ban pretty much all political advertising. And we reported recently that Google is considering and having discussions about possibly changing its political ad policy. So there's a lot of changes going on right now, since there isn't that uniformity or consistency with the rules.
And Twitter has also placed limits on how for-profit companies can advertise as well.
That's really important, because a lot of folks were wondering when Jack Dorsey last month made the announcement on Twitter, no less, that they would be banning most political ads in the future. A lot of people wondered, well, what about companies that might be trying to advocate for specific issues or causes? How can they, you know, fit into this policy? And how do you know they might not try to find loopholes? There was a specific advertisement that got passed around a lot that ExxonMobil had done, where it was talking about fracking. And so it was clear that it was a company and it was advocating a position on a specific issue. So that came up on a call with reporters with Twitter executives, and they said, you know, they're going to keep a very close eye because they're definitely limiting what for-profit organizations can do. They cannot run ads driving political, judicial, legislative, or regulatory outcomes and have to follow the new policy. And if there are companies that try to sidestep that, they're going to be looking at them on a one-off basis.
And in terms of news content that might reference political material, how is it impacted?
So news organizations can put out ads about politicians or political groups as long as it is not advocating one way or the other. So, and it has to, you know, follow that, whether it's candidates, political parties, elected or appointed officials. So for instance, the Wall Street Journal could say, we have this, you know, big story on the 2020 presidential election and name different people, but it cannot advocate for or against those people or any of the topics that they might be promoting or standing for.
And for Twitter, this is a very substantial new set of rules that's put forward. Is there an expectation that this might impact revenues?
Twitter officials said Friday that these changes, this new policy, will not change its fourth quarter guidance. Digital political advertising is a fraction of Twitter's overall revenues, so we don't expect to see it impacting the bottom line.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer on the line with us. Emily, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.